Beaver Pride Male Athlete of the Week from the BSU men's basketball team. Once again, 2 weeks in a row, it's James Ellisor. Congratulations, James.
Thanks. Feels good.
If I'm remembering correctly, 22-26 last week offensively, defensively, you played well as a collective group. How do you feel that the whole team played last weekend?
I think we did well, both offensively and defensively. It's a great team accomplishment, and now it's the NSE conference start, so hopefully we can do well.
Saturday's game against Michigan Tech certainly posed a few more problems for you guys than Minot did with their bigs. The way the makeup of this team is, interchangeable parts, virtually all five positions on the floor, how much of an advantage does that give you guys?
It gave us a great advantage. I mean, we knew coming in Michigan Tech would be a tough matchup because of their bigs. We faced them last year, and they beat us pretty bad down low in the paint. This year, we were able to focus on keeping them off the boards and keeping them out of the game as much. And so we did a good job scouting the team, and we did a good job holding the bigs and the other team to a low amount of points.
The one thing during the broadcast that I could notice from being up top a lot more than being courtside is watching you away from the ball. What, in your mind, makes you so good away from the basketball and getting open?
Just getting my hands in passing lanes, seeing the defense two plays ahead. Since I'm long and tall, I'm able to guard positions like from 1 to 5 and just able to see the plays ahead, trying to get in passing lanes, try to get blocks, try to get steals, and just try to get an open floor and score.
On the offensive end, which do you prefer, being on the perimeter or posting somebody up?
That's a tough question. I say probably perimeter just for the fact that, I mean, I have an advantage most of the time of who I'm going against. And sometimes in the paint, just for the fact that I have an advantage also, I'm taller and I get my shot over the defender easily.
Jason Edwards had 3 offensive rebounds last Saturday alone. In your mind, watching him, what makes him so good at it?
He has a knack for where the ball is. He's smart defensively. I think that's his best asset on our team. I mean, just he knows he has a great feel for the game, especially for a point guard coming in his first year. He brings intensity to our team. He's a great defensive leader, and I think that's what helps him make him so good. So yeah.
All right. Don't be humble on this next answer. All right. I asked him about you, and he called you the silent assassin. Why do you think he called you that?
My guess would be probably because I don't say much, and on the court, I guess I'm just a guy who does my thing, like going about my business, scoring whatever, or playing defense. I think that's probably why. I mean, most guys on the team, they know me pretty well. My personality is pretty quiet off the court, you know. Everyone knows me pretty well, so I think that's pretty the reason why he calls me the silent assassin. I'm surprised by it, though.
How much more difficult, how much different is the game in NSIC play as opposed to the non-conference games you guys have been playing?
We'll see. I mean, last year it was a test because on the road we struggled. And even in a close game, we struggle to score. We struggle to get stops defensively. This year, hopefully, we can complete on getting defense stops at the end of games and just compromising on what we have as a team.
If I'm remembering right, you guys had like 8 games last year that were 5-point games or less. You win a couple of those games, and you're probably in the playoffs. Goes to show you how important a game is from the opening tip to the final buzzer, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very, very important for those last couple minutes of each game that we play hard and play as a team. Last year, we gave up, like I said, a lot of points offensively. And down in the end of games down the stretch, just, you know, not doing our job. And hopefully this year we could do that.
You guys were one of the best teams in the country last year at free throws. This year, not so much. What have you noticed has been the difference?
I think guys are getting older. Starting to get more guys in the game, and they get tired a little, so that could be a big part. And I think just the addition of the new guys, once we continue to go through our season, I think we'll start getting better as the season goes.
Good luck this weekend, and again, congratulations.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
For more information on the Beaver men's basketball team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More of Midday Live is coming up next on Light Rock 92.1 The River. It's a
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.